Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful dhikr, this beautiful Mubarak Friday morning. The 29th of Dhul-Hijjah, 1443. Let's welcome our beloved Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hadrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 29th of Dhul-Hijjah, 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 21, Suratul Anbiya, and verse number 96. To understand today's lesson, we need to follow this chronological table, the sequence of events that will follow. First, one leader will die, and thereafter, Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anhu will be in Medina Munawwara, and from there he will move to Makkah Mukarrama. There by the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, we find that the Abdal, the very pious people, mostly from Sham, the Levant, Syria, Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon, will recognize him and they will take the oath of allegiance on his Mubarak blessed hands, on the hands of Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anhu. And he will strive to bring about unity in the rank and file of the Muslims throughout the world. Thereafter we find that Dajjal, he will be let loose. Dajjal is the Antichrist, the biggest deceiver. His stay on this earth will be 40 days. The first day will be long as a year, the second day long as a month, and the third day as long as a week, and then the remaining 37 days as normal. Today when you go to Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, there is a place in between called Lud, L-O-D. So remember that that is Lod. So that's how they pronounce it there, but in Arabic it's called Bibabil Lud. In that interim period, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, his second coming will take place. He will descend in Damascus and he will meet Hazrat Mahdi. The first salat he will read behind Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu an, and thereafter he will be the imam and the person to lead the prayer and so forth. He will meet Dajjal, the Antichrist, there in Lod, between Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, kill him, dispatch him straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. Thereafter, there will be peace everywhere, but then another trial, another test, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will allow Gog and Magog, Ya'juj and Ma'juj, to come down, and they will rip the wall to pieces that was built by Zulqarnain, which we did already. And they will come from the high places, and that is our lesson today. And they will cause mayhem, chaos everywhere, and there will be wild people, and nobody can fight them. Then Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, will take his people and followers. They will go to Mount Sinai and seek refuge there. There he will pray and beg Almighty Allah to destroy this Gog and Magog. If you go to Lake Tiberias, they will drink all the water there in Buhayra Tabariya. This is Gog and Magog. And then they will say, قَتَلْنَا مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. We killed everybody on this earth. Then they will use their arrows and shoot in the sky. And then when it returns, they will see the arrow is stained with blood. They will say, قَتَلْنَا مَنْ فِي السَّمَا. We have killed those in the skies also. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Thereafter that Nabi Isa alayhi salam made the dua supplication, they will have like a sore, a boil on their necks, and then they all will die. Then Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Jesus peace be upon him, what his followers will come down from Mount Sinai, and there will be stench and a terrible smell. He will beg Almighty Allah to remove it. The rain will come, the wind will come, and their bodies of Gog and Magog will be flung into the ocean. Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam will come to Medina Munawwara. He will be married. He'll have two sons. He will pass away a natural death, and he'll be buried next to Mustafa, Habibuna, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So these are the events that will still occur, and we believe in it in the sequence that I just mentioned. And remember, today we are at the threshold of this. Everywhere you see the signs are so manifest. Monkey pox, next one will be donkey pox. And you can see they are saying you must change the name from monkey pox to something else. So let us see what the Quran Sharif teaches us. Chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, verse 96. Hatta, so much so. إِذَا فُتِحَتْ يَعْجُوجُ وَمَعْجُوجُ. When Gog and Magog are given permission, and they will rip that wall to pieces, that's the time Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, وَيْلٌ لِلْعَرَبْ. وَيْلٌ لِلْعَرَبْ. Woe to the Arabs. مِنْ شَرِّ قَدِ اقْتَرَبْ. Because of the vices and evil that are coming nearer and nearer for them. And they, Ya'juj Ma'juj, have made a small little opening in that wall, in the Saddu Zulqarnain, in the wall, big wall. So therefore Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so concerned and so worried. But eventually the wall will crumble, and they will come, Gog and Magog. They are human beings, but wild and big, big numbers. وَهُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ حَدَبْ. And they will come from every high place. حَدَبْ means مَكَانٌ مُرْتَفِ, high place. يَنْسِلُونَ أي مُسْرِعِينَ. They'll be rushing forth and going forth, and they won't care who comes in their way. They will just topple them, kill them, murder them. So there'll be complete mayhem, anarchy at that time. We beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for protection from Dajjal, the Antichrist, from Gog and Magog, and all the fitnas and all the trials and tribulations yet to come. Let me give you some news. Number one is, today is the 29th of Zulhijjah. So tonight we have to scan the sky here in South Africa, surrounding countries. If the crescent, the moon is sighted, that will usher in the month of Muharram. Tonight, tomorrow will be first Muharram if the crescent moon is sighted. Read Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. Ya Allah, make this month a month of khair and goodness, wa rushdin and righteousness, the hadith in Abu Dawood. And remember, in Saudi Arabia it's already announced, tomorrow Saturday will be the first of Muharram, because today is the 30th of Zulhijjah there. So therefore tomorrow will be the first. So if the moon is sighted, then tomorrow is the first. Moon is not sighted, then Sunday will be the first. So make an effort to scan the sky, inshallah. Allah make easy. Let's speak of Saudi Arabia. Tomorrow, if you see, then you will know that the Kiswa, that is the cloth, the ghilaf of the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah, will be changed. It cost them 25 million Saudi riyals, plus minus approximately 120 million rand, and they change it once a year. Tradition was, they used to change it on the day of Arafat, on the 9th of Zulhijjah, When the pilgrims are leaving Mina to go to Arafat, many pilgrims don't go to Mina from Makkah direct, they go to Arafat. But this year they changed it and said that from now onwards, on the 1st of Muharram, and it will be changed. So that also is something that people should know, and that will happen tomorrow, Saturday, inshallah al-Aziz. Thereafter we find MBS Murtad bin Shaitan is sitting there in Paris, in Paris, in France, and making deals with Macron, one Shaitan with another Satan. So nevertheless, you find some groups that they have laid charges against MBS for murder, and they said he's the one who tortured and murdered Jamal Khashoggi, and therefore they want him to be investigated and ultimately arrested. Obviously, all that will not happen because the West have changed their tune now. The West never has loyalty and they never have moral morality. Always remember this of the West. They always look for expediency, where they can get the maximum benefit for minimum period of time or maximum period of time, and they pay minimum amount of dollars or euros. So what? They need energy, they need oil, they need all that now, because remember, Europe is in great difficulty because Russia is now closing the taps of the gas and so forth. So all the things they spoke about, Biden had to go and beg there. So from MBS, now he is in Paris, yesterday, day for yesterday he was in Athens in Greece. So all this continues. Remember, the hypocrisy and the double standards of the West is manifest for everybody to see. Next one, we should remember that 11:30 we will cross over to Makkah, and the khutbah will be delivered by Sheikh Salih bin Humaid. Inshallah, we will translate it, make dua, and then go to the Sufi Masjid here in Lanesia. Next week we'll be there in the Sufi Masjid, inshallah, inshallah, in Glennon Road, but this week inshallah here in the Sufi Masjid. And 8:30 to 9, Brother Salman Khan will be interviewed by Mona Zahid Khan. So mashallah, the two Khans. And then you see Imran Khan is demanding there must be elections, otherwise there will be civil war there in Pakistan. So may Almighty Allah let sanity prevail. Ameen. And therefore they should make him the Prime Minister, because he has the support of the majority of the people. May Almighty Allah protect our Muslim countries. Ameen. The Haramain Sharifain and Masjid al-Aqsa.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. Ustad Qari Sahib wants to know that if Mufti Sahib heard there is a mistake in the 13-line Quran and sold at some bookstores, how true is that, Ustad Qari Sahib?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, ha dirat al-bahr. They made the ha into a jim. Remember, this must be some plotting, planning of the Jutlas. As I told you, the Jutlas, the Jews, our worst enemy, were the mushrikeen and the idol worshippers. You just have to see what's happening in Israel, how they demolish the homes, occupy the lands of the Palestinians, arrest whoever they want to. So all this occupation is terrorism, and they are teaching this very tactics to the Modi regime there in India and so forth. So both of them, we don't say every Jew or every Hindu, but surely definitely will say majority Hindus, majority Jews are the enemies of Muslims and Islam. So this must be one of their tactics, and though, and most likely is a Jutla who did it, because if you look at that verses, you will know it's chapter 7 verses 164, 165, 166, 167, where Almighty Allah speaks about everlasting punishment for the Jutlas. So they must be, therefore Almighty Allah teaches us, remember that in Surah 15, verse 9, Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. Verily, surely we revealed this Quran, the piecemeal, and gradually, and surely we will protect it and preserve it. No addition, no omission, no interpolation. One day a person wrote the Torah, and in beautiful calligraphy, and they gave him so many gifts and presents. He wrote the Gospel, the Injil, and they gave him so many presents. And he wrote the Quran, but deliberately in all these books he was writing few words that were not authentic. When the Muslims read it, they caught him and gave him a good hiding. So that's how Almighty Allah Jalla Wala preserved the noble Quran. So it's not the first time by Sheikh Ahmad Didat, Rahimahullah, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. When I went there once to visit him, so he told me by sign language, look at that book. And it was Al-Furqan, that the concocted version of the noble Quran prepared by some Americans and people and so forth, the Western countries, to try and tell the Muslims that this is your new Quran. So it's not from today. The enemies are plotting, planning from years, from centuries. May Almighty Allah guide them. Ameen. And if there's no guidance for them, Allah decimate, annihilate and destroy them.
Ameen, ameen, summa ameen. Ustaz, can Hajj be performed without wearing ihram for men, revered brother Ustad?
No, your Hajj will be null and void. You must be in ihram, remember, on the day of Arafat, and then only will your Hajj be valid on the 9th of Zulhijjah. You go there in normal clothes and so forth and so on, then your Hajj is null and void. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu said, Al-Hajju Arafah, the pinnacle, the essence, the most important dimension and aspect of Hajj is to be there physically in the state of consecration, in the state of Ihram. Therefore, the author Imam Tirmidhi Rahimahullah writes, وَهَذَا الْحَدِيثُ أُمُّ الْمَنَاسِكُ. This hadith, Al-Hajju Arafah, is the mother and the essence and the pinnacle of Hajj. So therefore, my brother, what you're suggesting, that person's Hajj and pilgrimage will be null and void.
You need to listen to this message, Ustad. This is brother Danny. He says, morning, AK, if I have to accept your faith, don't you think I'm being a backstabber, AK? How will I face God? I can't be a backstabber or a two-faced person. Why don't you, AK, come and see how we pray in our church, if really true what you are saying, if Christianity is a dying religion? Brother Danny, Ustad.
My brother Danny, you know your father, your grandfather, all of them used to do things the old way. I remember, Danny, when I was a young boy, we had our shop, our house there in the African location, right? And I myself used to help because I used to just go and play. So there in the shop, so we used to have, you know, sugar, flour, all that. And we used to do everything manually, that we scoop out the sugar and then put in the small, small packets. You take out the flour and you scoop it out and you put. Today, everything is done automatically. Can anybody in his right mind say that you are backstabbing your father, mother, or your grandparents, the manner, method? No, you found a better system and more effective system. So you don't call that backstabbing. I don't have to come to your church and so forth. Remember, Danny, I've been to your most sacred churches, and I've been to the Holy Sepulchre. I've been to Jerusalem. I've been to Bethlehem, and all the churches I went inside, and I saw what you all are doing and what you do. You got so many different versions of the Bible that even the virgins are confused. Second one, that you say Jesus is God or the Son of God. God born, God crucified, God died, God in the tomb. My brother Danny, what are you saying? Then who's running the world? If God is dead, then God is crucified. So therefore, Christianity is a dead religion. And you must remember, there's hardly any Christians left that are devoted, dedicated to Christianity. They just part-time Christians, majority of them, to have a jol, to have a party, bring the Christmas on, bring the New Year on, bring the Easter later on, they will eat more Easter eggs, have more wine, dine and swine. So it has become one big carnival. Don't you see the pedophilia? There, the Christian Catholic Church, they busy giving the children vaccines. You know what I'm talking, the homos and the gay brigade. So everything you are speaking about today is antichrist and against the teachings of Jesus, peace be upon him. So that is the reality. So always look for the truth, my brother Denny, and do not be a blind follower.
Denny says, thank you so much, sir, Ustad.
Welcome, my brother. Keep it locked on. You keep on listening to us.
Somebody says, Ustad, that it is sunnah to have four wives, yet fard to perform salah. Why do men in general threaten us wives with another, but can't perform namaz, salah, Ustad?
Remember, that is the weakness of man, that the things they like, that they will say they want to do. And the things that they find difficult, so that they will try and look for excuses. Today, if you look at the Ummah, the international Muslim throughout the world, Arab countries, Muslim countries, non-Muslim countries, 75-80% of the Muslim Ummah does not read and perform their five daily salat. Therefore, every Muslim country, without exception, is humiliated and disgraced. Ma salakakum fi saqar, qalu lam nakum min al musallin. What will make them walk straight into Jahannam, into the hellfire? The first thing they will say, we never perform salat regularly, punctually. So therefore, we need to get that salat right. Why is salat called salat? As-sila tu bayn al-abdi wa rabbi. It is the link, the connection, the nexus between slave, servant and Almighty Allah. No salat, then there's very little connection between the servant and Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Today is Jumu'ah Mubarak, the Friday. Our masajid and mosque are packed to capacity. Go there Asr time and see empty. So because they already tuned up, the shop is more important, the job is more important, the meeting is more important. So that is the disaster of this ummah. Regarding second wife, third wife, fourth wife, that majority of them cannot take that. Why? Because they can't do justice with one wife. Where are they going to do justice with two, three, four wives? Surah 4, chapter 4, verse 3. Quran Kareem teaches us, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدًا. That if you fear you can't do justice, then one wife only.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustad, I've got Sister Daisy. She says, I hear you, AK. So being a Muslim is being submitted to your belief. What is the difference with any other religion who are submitted? Sister Daisy, Ustad.
My Sister Daisy, you should read the book by Yvonne Ridley. You know, you heard the name Yvonne Ridley, R-I-D-L-E-Y. So why I'm telling you to read her book, In the Hands of the Taliban, is one of her books. Her daughter's name is Daisy. So when you said your name is Daisy, so my mind went to Yvonne, our sister, and she told me herself her daughter's name is Daisy. Now nevertheless, let's carry on. You see, my sister, Islam means to submit and surrender. Submission, lovingly, willingly, sincerely, to Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and to our divine code, the Sharia. Now the problem we have with you, Daisy, and all Christians, and all Hindus, and all Jews, and all Buddhists, and all people of all other faiths, is show us to what are you submitting. Where is your constitution? Where is your divine book? If you are a Christian and you tell me your Bible, but your Bible has been interpolated. Your Bible has additions and omissions. Your Bible has Jacob wrestling with God. Your Bible has Noah committing incest with his daughters. Your Bible has Lot committing incest with his daughters. Your Bible has Ezekiel, and which speaks of the two adulterous sisters, which the South African apartheid regime said is pornography. So which submission are we talking about, Daisy? That when you say you're submitting, you must submit to that which is pure. You can't be submitting, Sister Daisy. lazy to something that will make you dizzy. So understand that, my sister Daisy. So you cannot submit to a book, because that book there isn't one single pope, single priest, pastor, reverend who can read it by heart in its original language. Same thing you go to the Torah, same thing you go to the Hindu scriptures and books, same thing you go to the books of Buddhist and Buddha and so forth. So that's why only Islam is still in its pristine purity and no other religion, and therefore people are flocking towards the magnet, and that is called Islam. So that is the lesson you must learn. Show us the pure constitution, no addition, no omission, no interpolation.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. As Sister Daisy says, pray for me that God guide me, Ustad Daisy.
I prayed for you this morning, and therefore you contacted me. Believe you me, my sister Daisy, my brother Pistons, and my brother, remember all of you. We pray for all of you. Ya Allah, these people are confused. They are good people. You know better than I know, Ya Allah. We are non-entities. We are sinners. We are transgressors. But you give them hidayat. You show them the light, the way, and the light, and the radiance, and the effulgence, and remove them from the darknesses, the dizziness in which they are, and bring them to the jewels and the beauty of Islam.
So, Ustaz, my question to you is that why is not the government bringing back the death penalty? We are sick and tired of the crimes in our beautiful country, Ustaz.
Let us say hypothetically, it won't happen. So hypothetically, for argument's sake, you bring back the death penalty. So first thing, the death penalty will apply to who? To the ministers themselves. They will be hanged, you must remember, so forth. They will be the one shot by the firing squad, because the corruption starts right from the top. And once you are corrupted, then the public gets more corrupted as well. They say if the big Mkulu, the big chiefs, the elite sitting on their laurels and thinking of Hadi, are stealing and doing so much, no more millions, now it's gone to billions and trillions if you take over the past 10, 15, 20 years and more. Then remember that that does not inspire confidence in the public, in the masses. I told somebody yesterday, a Muslim, he asked the question. I said, do you have trust in the politicians? No. Do you have trust in your laws and enforcement, the law enforcement? He said, no. Do you have confidence in our judiciary system? No. So then once you have three no's like that, then remember your country becomes a banana republic and a failed state. They can all give their big speeches. All that means nothing. It's just to make the S for, to make the masses into S's. That's what it is. See Egypt. Egypt, one person killed one lady. Now they are mulling that this chap must be given the death sentence, and it must be shown live on TV. So it will be a lesson to humanity and people. How dare you go and kill innocent people, stab people in the throat, in the body, and premeditated murder. So whether they do that or not, that is their prerogative. But Islamically, we will say that yes, this type of punishments must be carried out in public. Therefore, chapter 24, verse 2, وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ بِهِمَا رَأْفَةٌ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ. When that boy and girl, Adam and Eve, Adam and all this kind of business, that they have, they elope and they have an affair, committing fornication, and is proven beyond any reasonable doubt, they confess to it, we must give them 100 lashes. That boy and girl, so remember that, Harry, Mary, call them whatever you want to. And it must be done in public. وَلْيَشْهَدْ أَذَابَهُمَا طَائِفَةٌ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ بِهِمَا رَعْفًا. Do not show them any compassion, mercy. So that is what Islam teaches us. Surah chapter 24, verse number 2, that make few people samples and examples, and then everybody becomes straight. But today you have corruption right from the top. pala pala, vermilion behind and beneath the bistra, that beneath the mattress. That's an old Indian tactic, you must remember that. Maybe some Indian guy was involved.
Pala pala. I see Jonah says, like how you pray for us, we also pray for you. Only thing I don't like is you addressing us jutlas. Ustad, Jonah.
So what must I say, jutlis? So you must remember that you are a jutla, so why you should feel ashamed? In my language, I call you jutla. So if I speak to my wife or I speak to my brothers, I say that's a jutla. So I see Jonah with the hat, like how you will tell me I am Goyim, how you tell me I'm Gentile, how you tell us non-Jews that we are second class, third class, fourth class people. Therefore, you can do what you want to. So what you think the Palestinians like it when you steal their land and occupy their land? Do you think we Muslims like it when you steal our mosque there in Hebron? Do you think we like it when you murder our children and you kill people in Palestine? Palestine, Muslim and non-Muslim. Shirin Abu Akila's family is there in Washington and they're demanding justice from the American regime, because the American regime are also puppets of Israel, and they say no, that it was unintentional, the bullet was damaged, all this. So every excuse they can think of to cover up for the murder and terrorism of Israel. Yesterday the Haaretz carried the article, Jonah, that one member of the United Nations called Israel apartheid Israel. The U.S. got very upset. But you are apartheid. What else must I call you? I tell you, Jonah, listen carefully to me. Repeat after me. Say, Jonah, I am a jutla. I belong to Israel. We are an apartheid regime. We apply Nazi tactics. We are torturing and punishing the Palestinians. And we treat them worse than animals. So repeat that, then you are speaking the truth. You got my message, Jutla? That is our message to the whole world. Last question.
Allahu Akbar, Ustad. Allahu Akbar. I see Derek says, Ustad, AK, morning. Which animal is it permitted to eat it alive? In which religion? They say in China, sir, they eat live monkeys. Ustad Derek.
That's why they got monkey pox. So you must remember, this China, they eat anything, my brother. I was in China. I was there in Guangzhou. And a reason why I went to Guangzhou, our people, you know, they just talk all mixed up things. They say Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas is buried there in China, in Guangzhou. So I know he's buried in Medina Munawwara. I said, but let me go and see what's the story. I went to other places, but main place I wanted to go to was Guangzhou. So nevertheless, when I arrived there, then I went there. And the taxi guy, I had to speak to him this way, that way, then he understood. Long story, we reached there. I remember the Imam's name, Imam Ismail. So he told me that, you know, that this time he's not supposed to take you because, but anyway, you're a sheikh and all that. We spoke Arabic little, but his Arabic also was very, you know, minimum. So anyway, he said, come, I take you. So when I looked on top, is written there, Abu Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas, the father of Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas. But our people are simple, they can't understand also. Majority of them, they drop the Abu and they say Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas. So remember, in a case like that. So when I went there, I stayed in Holiday Inn. So I asked that lady there that brings strawberry jam. She brought something, my brother, in a pot, you know, in a dish, and he's jumping and all that. So I saved it. I went to the manager and said, you must teach your staff here English. I ordered strawberry jam and this. So they eat anything, remember that. Therefore, you go to Malawi, it came in the newspaper there. How come the cat population and the dog population, everything suddenly decreased. They found out the Chinese got all of the cats and the dogs and eating them all up, my brother. So they eat everything. Don't worry about that. Right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.